You're listening to a recording provided for the use of the blind and print impaired. Materials or items read on Airs LA are the copyright property of the original authors and publishers. No unauthorized use or duplication is permitted. Hello, I'm Michael Piotrasch. Welcome to another recording of articles from Popular Science magazine, a presentation of Airs LA. This week's articles include, at 1 minute, how does anesthesia work? Experts still have questions. At 7 minutes, 25 seconds, golden retrievers help scientists pinpoint a deadly heart mutation. And finally, at 12 minutes, 25 seconds, an ancient frog statue's secret message. Let's get to it. This first article is from the Health Medicine section and is entitled, How Does Anesthesia Work? Experts Still Have Questions. Written by R.J. McKenzie. Published September 3, 2025. From ether to modern drugs, anesthesia is full of secrets. This article begins with a photo. A medical professional wearing blue surgical scrubs and white gloves holds a clear anesthesia mask over the face of a patient who is lying down. The patient's face is visible in profile, and they are wearing a white surgical cap. The scene takes place in a medical setting, possibly an operating room, with a medical monitor and other equipment blurred in the background. Its caption reads, "Anesthesia keeps patients safely unconscious during surgery, though researchers are still learning exactly how it works." The age of anesthesia began in 1846 when a man named Edward Abbott came to Massachusetts General Hospital with a painful growth under his jaw. Dental surgeon William Thomas Green Morton saw the case as the perfect opportunity to test his anesthetic breathing apparatus in the hospital's amphitheater. In front of a packed crowd of surgeons, Morton asked Abbott to breathe in the fumes of a sweet-smelling liquid, known as ether, contained inside a small glass sphere. Within minutes of inhaling, Abbott was unconscious. While doctors have significantly refined their techniques over the subsequent 150 years, ether made patients throw up and was flammable enough to cause mid-surgery explosions. There are still outstanding questions about how anesthesia works. How anesthetics slow the brain. That's not to say there hasn't been progress. Doctors now deliver safer anesthetics in more controlled ways, and there have been huge strides made in our understanding of how these drugs work at a molecular level. Quote, "Historically, it was thought these were very nonspecific compounds," unquote, says Nick Franks, a professor of biophysics and anesthetics at Imperial College London. Now, he adds, researchers have identified the specific brain molecules that anesthesia tweaks to alter our consciousness. "Low doses of most anesthetics," says Franks, "work by affecting our brain cells' receptors. These receptors are like ports that shuttle molecules into and out of these cells. Several anesthetics, including propofol, thiopental, and isoflurane, increase molecular traffic through a specific port known as the GABA, G-A-B-A, receptor. This receptor normally gives passage to gamma-aminobutyric acid, G-A-B-A, an important molecule that inhibits brain activity. By increasing activity at the GABA receptor, anesthetics further slow the brain." Franks, alongside his colleague Bill Wisden, is especially interested in the anesthetic dexamethasone, usually known as DEX. This drug blocks signaling through receptors in the brainstem for the molecule norepinephrine, which excites our brain. As the brainstem is crucial for maintaining consciousness, blocking these receptors sedates patients. What's the difference between sleep and anesthesia? Where our certainty about anesthesia breaks down is in linking molecular changes to specific neural pathways or in understanding the subjective experiences of a sleep-like state. Research is further complicated by the range of different effects brought on by anesthetics. DEX, for example, produces a state like non-REM sleep, says Wisden. Patients can be briefly roused, for example, to ask them to roll over or change a dressing before falling unconscious again. Quote, when you look at the electrical waves that happen in sleep and when you get given this particular sedative, they look very similar, unquote, Wisden adds. Other anesthetics, like propofol, have different effects. At higher doses, propofol essentially stops all brain activity except that required for basic survival. Sleep-mimicking anesthetics like dex don't produce a perfect imitation. Physiological changes that occur when we sleep, such as fluctuations in body temperature and heart rate, also occur under dex, but more strongly, which is why medical professionals must administer the drug in a hospital setting. If natural sleep is attained by carefully dialing down our consciousness across several different parameters, anesthesia involves a more aggressive turn of these dials. Why we need better anesthetics. General anesthesia is now very safe, with deaths linked to anesthesia occurring less than 1 in every 100,000 uses. However, anesthesia can still be improved. Complications related to anesthesia-induced body temperature changes remain a concern. If we can better understand anesthesia and create drugs that mimic natural rest more effectively, there could be huge benefits for patients. Quote, after a good night's sleep, you feel better, unquote, says Franks. Quote, you generally do not feel like that after an anesthetic, although it's confounded by whatever procedure or surgery you may have had. Although they aren't interested in drug development, Franks and Wisden say dex would be the ideal drug for exploring how to make an anesthetic that helps you feel rested, as it most closely mimics natural sleep. Some studies have even suggested the drug improves sleep quality in post-operative patients. Even if how dex works on a molecular level is clear, what it does when it affects all the receptors in our brain, and even where those receptors are, remains a mystery. As our tools for mapping the brain and its activity continue to improve, we will come closer to developing anesthetics that feel more akin to a good night's rest. This next article is from the Health, Diseases, Heart Disease section and is entitled, Golden Retrievers Help Scientists Pinpoint a Deadly Heart Mutation, written by Andrew Paul, published September 3, 2025. While hypertrophic cardiomyopathy is rare in dogs, the ramifications may also save human lives. This article begins with a photo, a golden retriever in a park with a frisbee in its mouth. Its caption reads, researchers have found the first genetic marker for HCM in a dog. Man's best friend is proving to be helpful for studying a deadly heart mutation. A team at North Carolina State University identified a genetic mutation that's a telltale sign of hypertrophic cardiomyopathy in golden retrievers. Although the disease itself is rare in dogs, the discovery may soon expand experts' understanding of the life-threatening heart disease that's far more common in other mammals, including pet owners. What is hypertrophic cardiomyopathy? Hypertrophic cardiomyopathy, HCM, affects approximately 1 in 500 people and is the result of genomic mutations. HCM thickens the heart's left ventricle muscle, resulting in a significant reduction in oxygenated blood circulation. Although up to half of all cases show no obvious clinical signs, its complications, including irregular heart rhythms, blood clotting, and even heart failure, can turn fatal very suddenly for a smaller subset of patients. HCM is even more dangerous to other animal species. Cats have a 1 in 7 chance of harboring the disease, a likelihood that increases to 1 in 4 for pig and rhesus macaque nuclear families. While previously considered rare in dogs, the authors of a recent study published in the journal Circulation, Genomic, and Precision Medicine have pinpointed a genomic marker for canines. Quote, this is the first genetic variant to explain HCM outside of humans and cats. And while it is specific to golden retrievers, it's the first variant to be described in any dog breed, unquote, study co-author and veterinarian Victor Rivas said in a statement. Surprising similarities between dogs and owners. the team focused on the whole genome sequences of three related golden retriever puppies under the age of two who all experienced sudden cardiac deaths. The data was then compared with relatives in their family tree, along with the sequences from over 2,500 unrelated canines across multiple breeds, as well as wolves and coyotes. Their analysis eventually highlighted a single variant present in the gene known as cardiac troponin I, or TNNI3. When it comes to humans, TNNI3 mutations are proven links between juvenile HCM and sudden death. Further examinations revealed that the golden retriever TNNI3 mutation is autosomal recessive. That means that each parent must possess the same gene in order for the disease to present itself in offspring. Although the three puppies' parents were cardiovascularly healthy, their copies of the mutation allowed it to manifest in the next generation. Currently, the TNNI3 marker only applies to golden retrievers. However, the discovery is still a major moment in maintaining the popular breed's overall health. Quote, "The positive news is that by collaborating with the golden retriever community, we may be able to ensure that HCM remains a very rare disease in dogs," unquote, said Rivas. Rivas also noted that the genomic variant overlap in humans and golden retrievers may lead to wider public health ramifications. Quote, "The case similarities in humans and golden retrievers with these TNNI3 variants is remarkable and could lead to translational health studies that could shape our understanding of the disease mechanisms and ultimately benefit humans with similar mutations," unquote, said Rivas. This final article is from the Science Archaeology section and is entitled "An Ancient Frog Statue's Secret Message," written by Andrew Paul, published September 2, 2025. The 3,800-year-old statuette dates back to the oldest known civilization in the Americas. This article begins with a photo, a clay sculpture of two frogs from Carroll civilization. Its caption reads, "The Carroll people viewed frogs as symbols of water and rainfall." The America's oldest known civilization had a thing for frogs. At an archaeological site about 68 miles north of Lima, Peru, investigators recently discovered a first-of-its-kind statue attesting to the Carroll people's affinity for amphibians. The tiny symbolic artwork and other discoveries presented at a recent Ministry of Culture press conference highlight 18 years' worth of evacuation, conservation, and the research at Vichama, a site inside the Carroll Archaeological Zone, ZAC, in Peru's Huaura Valley. The Carroll Civilization. Also known as Norte Chico, the Carroll Civilization existed almost 5,000 years ago, placing the Andean culture alongside the rise of ancient Egypt. The Carroll people represent the earliest known example of a complex society in the Americas, with experts often comparing their advancements to those in the Indus Valley and Mesopotamia. At its height, the Carroll civilization included an estimated 30 urban centers linked by trade, agriculture, fishing, and religious beliefs across present-day Peru's north-central coast. The Carroll managed these expansions without ceramics or widespread warfare. Despite this, the Carroll's influence reverberated into the Chavin and Moche peoples, as well as the later Inca Empire. There is an additional photo, a clay statue of two frogs from Carroll civilization. Its caption reads, "The Carroll people had a large influence on the later Incan Empire. Stories of shortages and hope, and frogs." Archaeologists have spent nearly two decades combing through the Vichama site, which served as an urban, agricultural, and fishing hub around 1800 BCE. Vichama featured at least 28 major structures, including public buildings, homes, and ceremonial plazas, within an area of only about a tenth of a mile. Experts highlighted a pair of unfired clay models of buildings that emphasized the Carroll culture's understanding of urban planning and symbolic value. But the team placed particular importance on a remarkably well-preserved 4.72-inch-long sculpture of two frogs joined at the hind legs. The discovery is the first artwork of its type found in a Carroll site and speaks to the amphibian's cultural significance. Quote, in the Andean cosmos, frogs are associated with water and rainfall, essential elements for agricultural cycles and survival in ancient societies, unquote, lead archaeologist Tatiana Abad said during the press conference. According to ZAC director Ruth Shady Solis, the clay statuette aligns with Pichama's previously excavated carvings and reliefs that focus on the transition between eras of scarcity and plenty. For example, a monumental composition known as the Dance of Life and Death consists of 34 mural reliefs that depict emaciated corpses, pregnant women, ritual dancers, and a pair of large fish. Another later composition called the Humanized Toad showcases an amphibian with human hands next to a geometric lightning bolt. A resonating, riveting message. Archaeologists believe these permanent building installations were intended as vital ideological reminders for future generations about the importance of solidarity, resilience, and responsibility amid ecological hurdles. Quote, they narrate stories of shortages and hope in the face of climate shifts, demonstrating how ancient societies adapted to challenges that are still relevant today, unquote, said Solis. ZAC's director added that Pichama's artwork is a poignant reminder of humanity's ongoing relationship to environmental struggles. Quote, this discovery reminds us that ancient societies faced environmental struggles much like our own, unquote, she said. Quote, their resilience and ability to embed these concerns into their cultural expressions make them a mirror for today's world, unquote. Well, that brings us to the end of this week's material from Popular Science Magazine. I'm Michael Piotrasch, and I'll be back soon with more interesting articles. Thank you for listening.